Good morning, everybody. Truly, I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. The BBC series Small Acts, which screened the first of its five films last Sunday evening, has been described by theologian Robert Beckford as arguably one of the most important series in the BBC's illustrious history. That is quite a claim by Professor Robert Beckford, speaking on Thought for the Day this week. And I do recommend that you watch the film on BBC iPlayer if you didn't see it last Sunday. The film is called Mangrove, and it's compelling and disturbing. And Professor Beckford is really not exaggerating the importance of this film. As he says, it unearths a hidden history of black lives, a history which confronts Britain with not only its past, but questions about its present. Mangrove charts the life of a small cafe in Notting Hill called The Mangrove. It charts its owners, its patrons, and particularly nine of them who were arrested. In the late 60s, The Mangrove had become the focus and heart of the West Indian community, but it was constantly raided, violently so, by racially motivated police of the time. Whether it be the police, the courts, or public opinion, the Mangrove Nine had to battle the might of the British establishment in the pursuit of justice. Today is the end of the Christian year. I know it's also confusing. We have the connectional year starting in September and the tax year in April and the new year in January or February if you're from China. But this is the turn of the year for the Christian calendar. Advent, next week, begins the cycle all again. And so as we close the year, we reflect on what we have achieved, and our hopes for next year, and what hopes we have. So appropriately for the end of the year, our readings propel us to the final days, the closing of time, a judgment on those who deny justice, and a time when Christ is, to use the language of the gospel, king. Ezekiel writes of God, I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. But the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them with justice. Professor Robert Beckford argues from Scripture that God takes the side of the oppressed over the oppressor. In the harassment of that West Indian community in Notting Hill, featured in that film Mangrove, Beckford's theology is one of hope, for God struggles with and suffers alongside those who find themselves oppressed. Ezekiel's vision for his people suffering now is of a time when those who seek to protect their self-interest will be set aside. There will be a judgment. And I suspect that we as preachers and churches have often shied away from themes involving judgment. We're slightly uncomfortable with the language which separates sheep and goats because we want to include everyone. Or is it that we are just uncomfortable with the judgment on ourselves? But look, this judgment points us to God's nature And the nature of God is to be with the oppressed who are harassed. I will feed them with justice, says Ezekiel. And in the gospel story, we find a story of judgment. While yes, the language may be dualistic, inheriting a kingdom or eternal fire, the righteous, the non-righteous, no grey areas. Well, we know life is not quite as simple as that. But the message is quite simple. It's a story that's easy to understand. When it comes to the end of time, as the story imagines, or even if you like, the end of the year, have you been a faithful disciple? Are you able to demonstrate a life lived for Christ? Well, without some measurable benchmark, anyone could claim that they had demonstrated that sort of holy living. So this story in the gospel goes further and defines what being faithful might look like, what a life lived for Christ is. And it is exactly what Professor Robert Beckford saw when he watched the film Mangrove. Being faithful looks like God struggling and suffering with those who are oppressed. And in the gospel story, it is the king who says, I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me. And for dramatic purposes in the story, those who have indeed fed the hungry and given to the thirsty and so on, well, they're slightly confused. Well, when did we do this to you, King? Well, we don't remember. Truly, I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. And of course, there are those who have not welcomed the stranger, clothed the naked, visited those in prison, and so on. They are equally confused. They can't remember seeing this king and failing to help him. Well, had they seen him in such a predicament, they would, of course, have dropped everything. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Truly, I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. So the gospel story makes a judgment, as does Ezekiel. The judgment of God asks, did you see the oppressed? Did you do all you could to alleviate their distress? If you did, then you did it also to Christ. Lord, when was it that we saw you? The history of the West London Mission is of seeing people who are hungry and thirsty, strangers or in need of clothing, sick or in prison. It is a history of not looking away, but in reaching out to those in various needs, there has been a tradition of empowering people to take ownership of their own futures. In the film, The Mangrove, you notice, if you watch it, it is that black community that takes ownership of its future. A few weeks ago, I showed you a video about people in WLM KPH. And some of you said it was very helpful to see something of what goes on, however briefly, in a WLM project. So here's another video, this one about Burgess Park House. Burgess Park House serves people who have been in the British military. And in this video, I want you to listen out for those staff who are describing why the ex-servicemen and women arrive at Burgess Park House. What happened in their lives? What is their story of being hungry or thirsty in prison and so on? And listen out too for those positive changes that have happened in their lives.
Burgess Park House is a support housing project here in South London for men and women who have served in the British military.
We have 11 self-contained flats. They've all got their own cooking facilities, their own bathrooms. We've got a communal lounge, we've got a communal kitchen.
There's a sense of community but also a bit of privacy if people need it.
My dad was in the forces. I understand how the military works. The changeover from military to civilian can sometimes be quite scary for people.
Sometimes knowing where to turn is difficult, and so people can often fall a little bit further than they ever intended.
So it could be relationship breakdown, it could be the drug and the alcohol, it could be that they've lost a job, that they want to move away
from
a particular area. Yeah, that's another one. It's a real mixed bag. It is great that we're able to offer them accommodation. It's great that we're able to give them training. It's great that we're able to signpost them for mental health and counselling and drug and alcohol abuse. But I think it's about supporting them to find who they are.
It can be practical support, things like setting up benefits if people are out of work or looking for work, or people get involved in gardening, or somebody might get involved within sports or the arts, honing in on some cooking skills perhaps.
We want them to actually be able to do things for themselves, but us to be here to support them, and that they know that they can always come and talk to us about anything. There's no curfew, there's no staff here at night. There's a lot of trust involved with them. I think for the veterans, it gives them time to sort themselves out, to get some training if they need it, but to actually just relax and calm down, and then they can think about what they really want to do. People from Burgess Park House have moved on to become plumbers, electricians, builders, nurses, artists, close protection officers, security people, deep sea diver.
I think most residents would say this saved their lives.
Yeah.
Thank you to Jamie, Barbara and Zoe for giving us just a very brief insight into the work going on at Burgess Park House, operated by WLM. When was it that we saw you fall through the net due to maybe a relationship breakdown, addiction, or poor mental health? This is an example of listening and enabling people who, to coin a phrase, were hungry and thirsty, and empowering them to make a positive change in their life following their service in the British military. And those former men and women of the British military have made changes, as you heard, and gone on to new occupations. Deep sea diver? I wasn't expecting that one. Did we stand with you in your suffering, oppression, or challenge? If we did, says the gospel, then we stood alongside Christ in his suffering too. And so we hear in God's word today a judgment. But a judgment based on delivering justice to the oppressed, liberation to those who might find themselves captive to a number of society's ills. And the judgment falls on us as Christian people and as a church. How will we respond now and indeed in the future? Truly, I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. May God help us to understand these scriptures. Thanks be to God. Amen.